VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, hi, and welcome to Crosstalk. I'm Ingrid Schlatter. We're glad you joined us today for the program. Listen to this.
I'll tell you what's happening. People are getting healed in Lakeland. You need to come and get some.
Brace yourself for this.
Okay, that's Todd Friel. But I'll tell you right now, this is Todd Bentley, and he's back. He is back in a big way. And after all of this circus behavior, the traveling horror show of Todd Bentley is about to hit the road again. Thanks to the work, tireless work, of men like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, Mr. Bentley is back in action, and he is looking for a whole lot more victims. And we're going to be talking about not only Todd Bentley, but a number of other Word of Faith wolves out there that are misleading Christ's flock and are misleading souls altogether. Jackie Elnor is with us. She is a Christian media watchdog. She's a researcher, and she's also author of an excellent book that details the false teachings of the Word of Faith teachers. The Fleecing of Christianity is the title of the book, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. She also hosts a podcast, an online radio program called Apostasy Today, and that's at Rapture Ready Radio. So we're so glad to have you today with us. Jackie, great to have you.
Good to get together with you.
Yeah, please, last time I think Jim got to interview you and I didn't get to, so this time it's my program. Well, let's talk about this horror show that is on the road again. Todd Bentley is back. Just when you thought he was gone, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, we have a newly restored Todd Bentley. Tell us what in the world happened there when God TV was airing all of these things and supposedly there were these outpourings and things going on. And then he disappeared because of some moral failures, basically, I believe, leaving his wife and having an affair. And now he's supposedly restored. Can you just give us a little thumbnail?
Sure. It's been a couple years. It was 2008, I think, pretty much his last big so-called meeting, revival type of thing, was in Los Angeles. And it was during that time he was having an affair with the lady who is now his wife, Jenna, I believe is her name. And so now we took a group of people to try to reach out to those who were coming out to this, you know, this Todd Bentley thing, and went to Los Angeles and handed out little tracts where we were warning people not to come under the demonic influences that we felt that he was associated with. We and several other ministries, a representative from Lighting the Way and also from Moriel and our ministry, all were out there, and we weren't very well received. We're trying to, the little tract said, you know, who is Todd Bentley? And, you know, we have a whole lot of little bullets that give the answers, and who are Todd's endorsers? And we gave those to, and what is the fruit of the Lakeland Revival, and where is it heading? And so we had all these little answers and ministry links to give people, and many of them tore them up, ripped them up, and threw them in our faces.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first day of this meeting in L.A., and so then the next day, some people from Rain Comfort's ministry were out there preaching the gospel to those standing in line trying to get in. And what the people did was, as this man is preaching the gospel, and even had a couple converts listening that came over to him, he was preaching the gospel of salvation, the people waiting to see Todd all turned their back on him and started, you know, chanting something, you know, just to drown him out, to drown out the gospel. So it was pretty... pretty ugly event. And actually, it was kind of a dud of an event because all of the other Lakeland stuff had a lot more craziness going on. It just seemed like at that point Todd was kind of knew that the writing was on the wall or something, and he wasn't all that enthusiastic. So yeah. It was right after that it was discovered that he was having an affair with his lady who was on the team with him, with his ministry, I say that with quotes around it, called Fresh Fire Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, it was right in that same time frame that the leaders of the Apostolic Reformation, the C. Peter Wagner, the whole group of them, laid hands upon Todd Bentley and said that he and the Lakeland Revival were the third wave that was prophesied by William Branham. The first wave was Toronto, and the second wave was Pensacola, or I might have had them turn around, and the third wave was Lakeland. And the third wave was going to be the prophesied launching of the new breed of the Manifest Sons that was predicted back by William Branham, and that this would be the fulfillment of them. And everybody put their reputations on that. Wendy Alec, the head of God TV, she had announced that Jesus was going to show up physically in Todd's meetings. Che On, the pastor down in Pasadena, also had a word that God had appointed Todd to launch this third wave. Stacy Campbell, the lady who shakes her head and while she so-called prophesies, and she prophesies very evil things, as a matter of fact. The source of those prophecies certainly isn't divine. Bill Johnson from a Bethel Church up in Redding, California, all of these people laid hands on Todd proclaiming that they all knew that he was that third wave. So Joyner was also one of them, Rick Joyner. And when right after that it was discovered that he was having this adulterous affair, it became, a disgrace to all of those who had just laid hands on him, claiming that God had told them this, that, and the other about mm-hmm. the great man.
Mm-hmm.
So soon after that, he left his wife. He just, tried to go into obscurity. Todd left his wife, married his mistress, and then Rick Joyner was the selected minister to restore Todd Bentley.
Well, he's got to also restore his reputation as a prophet.
This is what I was telling you all of this for. All of their reputations are in the mud. And unless they can somehow relaunch this guy and get something going, they're all going to be even exposed to their own followers as the false prophets that they are.
Mm-hmm. Well said. That's a very good summary of it. So that's why we have, and if anyone wonders why a few months back in May and June, we were talking a lot about this new Apostolic Reformation, why we removed a program on our station that was actively promoting these same individuals, Janet Folger to be specific, this is why. This is what these people are doing and teaching, this Manifest Sons of God heresy, and this it is very serious, and every time these guys go out, they are winning converts. There are people that are being directly misled and lied to. They're seeing fresh fire, all right. It's Kundalini fire from below. This is not the fire of the Holy Spirit in lives that are faithful to the Word of God, which doesn't change. These are people in search of something. We'll talk more about the kind of people that are coming to these events that are being won by Todd Bentley and friends. But if anyone wonders why we were saying things about guys like Rick Joyner, showing you what they were teaching, who they were promoting, what the fruit of their ministry was, this is a really good example of why it's so important. If you're going to come back, one of the first things you need, Jackie, is money. And I have just a short clip from Todd Bentley announcing that he's coming back. And, of course, we'll talk about all the meetings he's already has booked all over the country. Let's listen to what Todd has to say in a video promoting one of his programs.
Because he had the one strap to the show today. Ivan Koloff, at least he had
heavenly
the two straps going over the top.
Okay, hold on. We have a little technical stuff going on. Hold on. I just love technology. Here we go.
Welcome to the show today, Heavenly Realities. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about financial blessing and breakthrough. I believe God has a miracle for you. I know he does. And this is going to be an hour and time of true supernatural provision. You're not going to want to miss today's show. I have a...
Yeah, you're going to get a blessing if you give to his ministry, because he needs cash and he needs it fast to stage this circus. And he's got, let's see, meetings planned in Reno, Cincinnati, Virginia Beach, Amarillo, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Those are just a few of the planned circuses that are coming down the road for Todd Bentley, and they're promoting him like crazy. Rick Joyner is promoting him. Who else is in the Hall of Shame getting behind this, quote, restoration, or not the restoration effort, but the re-unveiling of the new Todd Bentley?
Well, it seems to me that it's the same ones who had laid hands on him, the same ones whose reputations were at stake. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, there's only one who wouldn't go along with that, and that is John Paul Jackson. Because he was one of the initial Kansas City prophets. He was behind all of this. Also, Patricia King, believe it or not, she is, Patricia King has her own TV show and everything, which is called Extreme Prophetic, and she is totally off the wall. But her and John Paul Jackson, the two of them, both objected to Rick Joyner doing this. So Joyner has made references to those two in a way of saying that these things had to happen in order to purge those people that they were associated with, who isn't right with, you know, with the action as they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the other ones, including in that promotion of the Reno conference, that it's a two-minute clip that you're using, I think, some of that from Todd Bentley. He also mentions going to Northern California, though nothing in Northern California is listed as, unless you've seen it, as one of his stops.
Mm-mm.
But the following weekend after his Reno thing, there is Cheon's going to be one of the speakers. See if I can find that. But he's going. But there's going to be a Glory Fire conference in Redding, California, the following weekend with some of these very people that he was associated with. Perhaps there's some reason why they don't want him to promote that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Cheon is one of the speakers, as is, of course, it's at Bill Johnson's church. So I have a strong suspicion that he's going to show up there.
Yeah, that sounds likely. Well, we're going to continue our discussion with Todd Bentley. I have a clip here that demonstrates the fruit of the content of this man's ministry. He's back, and you need to be warned about it, because you may have coworkers, you may have loved ones, you may have people in your small group or others who really think that he's back, is restored. Well, if he's restored, that's also something to worry about, because his initial ministry was troubling enough, outrageous enough, and definitely of the occult. We'll talk more about this. Our guest today is Jackie Elnor, and she is a Christian media watchdog. She has an excellent book entitled The Fleecing of Christianity. And Jackie, apostasyalert.org is your website. Is that the best place to get it?
Yes, absolutely. And it also has links to the radio show.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have scientists finally solved the mystery of the origin of life?
No, they haven't, Chris. And many of their claims reveal their desperate state. Recently, a simple microbe was discovered around a deep-sea volcanic vent. It was totally unique, and it was hoped that this microbe would tell us something about the origin of life. But now that this microbe has been well studied, it was found not to be primitive at all. It is equally complex as many of the microbes alive today, and could not be considered an ancestor of any of them. And that's the point we can learn. Even the simplest living things are unimaginably complex. Each is different from the other, and yet each bears the signature of having been created by a very intelligent designer. None of these got here through random evolution. They were created by an intelligent creator back in Genesis.
For more on the importance of creation, visit our website at icr.org.